On the telephone line, it's our friend Nick Coit from ABC6 in Providence checking in. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
I'm just taking it easy, Rich. How about you?
That's so, I do that every day, but more so on Mondays. What have you been up to lately?
I'm just returning to the anchor desk for the first time in 2 weeks. I took a nice long vacation finally, which was nice, and enjoying the nice weather, enjoying the summertime. It's been great.
And you also had a nice little side trip down to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to receive your Rhode Island Sportscaster of the Year award.
Yeah, what an experience that was. I'm still so it still doesn't feel like it actually happened. It was just tremendous, and to receive the honor, walk across the stage and shake Kevin Harlan's hand, who's my favorite play-by-play announcer in the business. It was awesome to be in the company of all those great people that work in the industry, and tremendous experience, and congratulations to you again. I saw that you had a special presentation for your award as well, Rich.
I did have a very special presentation. Since I couldn't make it to North Carolina, I had my little guy Graham present me with the trophy. And as Dave Gorin said, he's much more photogenic than Kevin Harlan.
Absolutely, and much more photogenic than you and I.
So, oh yeah,
that was really fun, Rich. That was awesome.
Yeah, they do such a great job down there. It's wonderful, and I'm glad you got to. Some people who win don't get down there, and I always tell them you're missing out because they roll out the red carpet for you.
Well, and kudos to my company was the one who sent me down, so I give them major thanks, because that's just a tremendous experience. I won't forget it.
There'll be more, Mr. Coit. There will be more.
I hope so.
Hey, let's talk about this red hot baseball team you get to cover. The Red Sox just to keep on taking care of business. 70 wins in 101 games, and no sign of turning back. Every time there's a small bump in the road, like getting shut out by the Tigers, they seem to find a way to bounce back and get it done.
This is an interesting season, Rich. It really is, because you're right. They're at 70 wins. I mean, this region should be on total fire. And I think in some ways the region is on fire with watching the Red Sox. But also, this is what I love about New England and baseball fans in New England. They look at this team and they say 70 wins. And they look at this team and they say they could probably set the record mark for franchise wins in a single season. That's all great. But what I love about New England and baseball fans is that they are realistic. And they also see that, yes, this team is red hot, playing great baseball, but also they see where some of the holes might be. They keep in mind what's happened the last couple of postseasons. They're realistic. They know that this team, in ways, has to get better. We'll probably try to get better, at least by the trade deadline. And people are realistic. The Red Sox are on fire, but at the same time, people know that they still want to see the Red Sox win in October, and I appreciate that about baseball fans around here.
Well, that's the name of the game, and they're certainly going to be in postseason. Hopefully, the way things are going, can hold off the Yankees and avoid that one-game wild card. But what do they need to do here in the next 8 days before the trade line to shore themselves up for a deeper postseason run?
I say bullpen. I've been saying bullpen this whole time. I think the Eduardo Rodriguez injury threw sort of a wrench into it, because he has been, besides Chris Sale, the most consistent guy in the rotation this season. He's been tremendous. And so to lose him to an injury like that, it's tough. And it makes you think, do they go out and get starting pitching? What they'd have to give up to get a quality starting pitcher, I think you're probably best suited going toward a bullpen arm. And I think you need to add to the bullpen anyways. I think you can get by. You're going to have Chris Sale going out there and pitching the way Chris Sale does. And if the rest of the starting rotation can at least give you chances to win and go 5-6 innings, that sort of thing in the postseason, if your bullpen is stronger, if you can add to that bullpen, I think it's going to help you in the postseason, because you look at the other teams that are at the top of the American League, they have good bullpens, including the Yankees. So if you can add to that, I think Zach Britton has been the big name. If you can add him, if you can add somebody like that, it'll help make the connection between your starting pitchers and Craig Kimbrel. The more arms you have, the better for the Red Sox.
Absolutely. And again, it was only the Tigers, but a pretty good sign, I thought, the other night with a solid outing from Brian Johnson.
Absolutely. Johnson looked good, and I thought David Price looked good. Mm. And I also give credit to Alex Cora. I think for a major part of this season, I mean, I know they're sitting at 70-31, but he's looked at his pitching, and he said, okay, what works, what doesn't work? And I give him major credit the other night. Price had gone, I believe, 6 1/3, and I think he went 3-2 on the last hitter he faced, and he hit the guy. He graced his jersey. It's not like he hit him in the back, but he hit the guy, and Cora popped out of that dugout and took the ball from Price. He said, you know what, that's it. I'm not going to let him go off the rails here. I'm not going to let – he's pitched well for us. I'm going to let it be known that he pitched well for us, and we're going to support him in the bullpen. And I thought that was a really smart decision and really quick decision by Alex Cora to just say, okay, he's pitched well. We're going to keep it that way. And the bullpen backed him up, and they won that game 1-0, which – you know, credit to him and credit to the Sox for getting a win like that.
That's a great point, because I think it's going to be crucial down the stretch that he not only manage his starters well, particularly Chris Sale, get him out of there when you can, but also keep that starting lineup fresh so they're at peak condition when playoff time rolls around.
Absolutely. And one of the other, I guess, things that the Red Sox have been plagued by has been the bottom third of the order for most of the season has been so-so. You haven't gotten much production out of it. If you can get production out of it like you're getting right now, that's going to help. Jackie Bradley Jr. is finally coming around here. I mean, the first month, two and a half months, he wasn't great with the stick. And now, all of a sudden, here he is hitting three-run home runs and helping the bottom part of your order. So if that can come around too, that's going to be a major plus. And I loved the addition of Steve Pierce when they made it. I know it's a small addition, but that's a guy that's versatile. You can put him in different places, and you're right, Rich. You can cycle guys in and out of the lineup, keep them fresh, and he can play in a number of different places, and it helps. So right now, yeah, the lineup is healthy. Cross your fingers, knock on wood. And hopefully they can keep it that way.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Let's shift gears. The Patriots getting ready to open camp later this week. A nice piece of the puzzle wrapped up over the weekend with the signing of Sony Michel.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he performs this season. He's got an opportunity here with Deion Lewis leaving, and especially with Julian Edelman suspended for the first four games, the Red Sox, we've been talking baseball, the Patriots have been looking, will be looking for guys to step up. And you know that Tom Brady's going to look at Rob Gronkowski. We know that. But after that, this offseason, you lost Deion Lewis. You lost Danny Amendola. There's an opportunity there for not only the running backs, but for the receivers to step in and make a major impact. And whether that's Sony Michel, whether that's James White, who's obviously performed well in a big stage for the Patriots, or whether that's in the receiving corps with a guy, say, like a Jordan Matthews who signed this offseason. You don't know. So the Patriots have some major opportunities there for guys offensively to step in and create some chemistry with Tom Brady, which, you know, I think he's already working on because he's an early reporter. He's already in Foxborough working even before the reporting date for the Pats. So, yeah, a guy like Michelle could see a major opportunity early in this season.
Nick, how important is it for the big three, Belichick, Brady, and Gronk, to get on the same page early in camp, or is that all a little bit overrated?
I think it's important, but based on some of the things we've heard from some recent interviews, whether it's James Harrison or Danny Amendola, guys that have since left New England, they say it's overblown. I do think there's been something going on with Belichick and Brady, but as we saw at the end of last season, they're able to manage it. I mean, it's like a marriage, and marriage isn't going to be perfect. And you know, you have your ups, you have your downs. If they can get back on the quote unquote same page, or at least, you know, in terms of their business relationship, which I think they already have, I think they'll be fine. And, you know, I don't know what was going on this off season. There's been a lot of speculation, but I think Bill and Gronk have sort of taken that turn after that whole dirt biking press conference in April. I think Bill called him in the office and said, all right, you want to play football? And he said yes. And, you know, so he made his return, whatever. And so I think they'll be able to do it. I think we've talked about it for years and years, you know, with the Patriots. They always sort of overcome this thing. So, not much reason to think they won't, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out on the field. That's going to be the ultimate sign.
So what's the biggest question they have to answer in camp this preseason?
I look at offensive line, and I say, what will they do there? What combination will work? Because you just lost your left tackle, the guy that protects Tom Brady's blind side. And you go out, you trade for Trent Brown. You go out and you draft Isaiah Wynn, who could see some time there as well. The offensive line is such an important component to any football team, and you've had some changes there. So who's going to be reliable there? Who's going to protect Tom Brady? What combination is going to work? That's where I'm going to keep my eye. And then, again, you know, the opportunities you're going to have on offense, I think that's going to be a big part of what the Patriots do. And, you know, maybe even the defensive front seven. You know, they've added some pieces there with Adrian Claiborne and Danny Shelton. And obviously that front seven and the defense was out of sync in Super Bowl 52. So, we'll see what the additions can do and how that helps the Patriots going forward here with their defense.
Hey, Nick, are you having fun? I saw you were doing some weekend work and have been on EEI. Is it fun getting back on the radio?
It's been great. Yeah, I've been co-hosting a show, which is crazy to think, but almost a year now. I've been on WEEI down here with Scott Cordishi, who's the voice of Brown football and basketball. A great partner to work with, such a pro. And it's really fun. It's a nice change of pace for my TV job. It's 2 hours a week of just talking sports and opinion, which is obviously different than reporting on it. And yeah, I love it. And people are so passionate down here, not only about the big four teams in Boston and New England, but the local teams and college basketball down here is big too. So yeah, really, really great. I love doing it. And you know, I always thank my friend Rich Kimball for giving me my first professional break in radio, too. So, I got some good experience up there and enjoying the heck out of it down here.
Glad to hear it. Hey, Nick, it's always a pleasure for us to get to talk with you again. Thanks for making time this afternoon.
Thank you, Rich. As always, a pleasure, my friend.
We'll catch you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Nick Coit of ABC 6 in Providence, the Rhode Island Sportscaster of the Year.